AP News. I'm Ed Donaghy. Today in Kyiv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced $700 million more aid for Ukraine. It's humanitarian relief, including money to help Ukraine's energy grid.
No matter how great the obstacles thrown in their way, Ukrainians have demonstrated time and again that nothing can stand in the way of a people committed to shaping their own future.
Blinken is part of a rare joint tour in Ukraine with British Foreign Secretary David Lammy. Some government funding runs out at the end of the month, and House Speaker Mike Johnson has delayed a vote on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months. Johnson wants to include a requirement that people registering to vote must provide proof of citizenship.
I want any member of Congress in either party to explain to the American people why we should not ensure that only U.S. citizens are voting in U.S. elections. We're going to work on that issue around the clock because we have an obligation to the people to do it.
There were serious doubts about whether the measure would pass. Hurricane Francine is headed toward land in Louisiana. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
In Morgan City, gas stations had already put plywood on the windows and moved trash cans inside, with a few pumps still serving the trickle of cars passing through. Larry Doiron operates Doiron's Landing Gas Station.
We're going to have a little bit of wind damage, but that's part of living in South Louisiana. I think we're prepared. I think it's not going to be that bad.
Corey Malencon, a local pumping gas, says,
get a lot of beer, barbecue, hope for the best.
The National Hurricane Center says Francine might reach Category 2 strength before crashing into a coastal region that hasn't fully recovered from devastating hurricanes in 2020 and 2021. I'm Haya Panjwani.
On the 9/11 anniversary, President Biden, former President Donald Trump, and Vice President Kamala Harris stood together at Ground Zero in New York. This is AP News. The NFL racked up some big ratings numbers.
The NFL averaged 21 million viewers per game during the league's opening week, making it the most watched week one on record. The NFL and Nielsen say that the per-game average on TV and digital platforms is a 12% increase over last year. 123 million people saw at least part of one game. That's the highest total for an opening week since 2019. NBC had the most watched game, with defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City's 27-20 victory over Baltimore in last Thursday's opener, averaging over 29 million viewers on TV and digital. Tom Brady's first game as Fox's top analyst, Dallas's 33-17 win over Cleveland, averaged almost 24 million viewers. I'm Rita Foley.
Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins admits he could have handled some elements of his traffic stop better before a game on Sunday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.